Hadrachatas really fits in beautifully with the Mishnah tonight. He would always talk about the importance of persistence and determination in life and how that was much more important than any natural aptitude that a person's will to make the most of any situation was the critical factor. So the Mishnah tells us in the name of Rabbi Yonasan, Kol Mekayim Misatora Me'oni Sofa L'Kayim Me'osher, that a person, no matter what their circumstances are, no matter how dire, how indigent a person is, that if a person is Mekayim the Torah from that place, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu will take care of them. The Gemara famously speaks about Hillel being Mekayim the Aniyim, stories that we've gone through in terms of what Hillel was willing to do to study Torah. And unfortunately, the opposite is also true. V'chol Mevatel HaTorah Me'osher, either complacency or, you know, the simple reality of marba nechasim, marba da'aga. If a person has 25 accounts, you know, each of them with very substantial amounts of money, and the person wants to feel responsible, which in a way is natural, and check on all the accounts. So before they're done checking, the day is gone. You know, they have to check on all of their assets and their commodities and their real estate. And so the Gemara says that's also not an excuse. The Reb Elazar ben Charsim was Mechayev es Hashirim. He had an incredible amount of wealth and many different locations, and yet he, you know, really made time. So in any event, in that unfortunate case, the Mishnah says, Sofa levat lameoni, that eventually that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take away that distraction, but they'll be faced with a very different kind of challenge, the challenges of stressful finances, which are certainly great challenges indeed. There's a Gemara Masechta Kiddushin which tells us that Schar Mitzvah B'Hai Al Malekah, that any time we encounter a pasuk or a tradition that says that there will certainly be a reward, even in the context of a pasuk in the Chumash of Kibud Avayim, L'man Yarichun Yamecha L'man Yitav Lach, we don't necessarily see it in this world. But that doesn't mean that sometimes you don't see it. So I actually wanted to share because, you know, I'm not a rationalist, and but this is something that I personally encountered, the fulfillment of this Mishnah. There's so now retired for years, but a colleague, major Talmud Chacham, a person who really had a very challenging life, and one of the many challenges in his life, for a variety of different reasons that I won't get into. And he spoke about this publicly. You know, there were hundreds of people in the room, so I'm not speaking at his school, even though I won't use his name to, you know, ask permission. But he felt comfortable sharing this, is that he had $12. I'm not talking about when he was 12. I mean, you know, when he was employed teaching, he had $12 left in his bank account because of different things that had come up, medical issues and challenging circumstances. $12 to his name, literally $12. And he persisted in his teaching of Torah. He's one of the most dedicated mechanchim I've ever seen, day in and day out. And v'kachava, this Mishnah, literally, it was mekayim the Torah me'oni, v'sofa l'kayim me'osher. He didn't personally, but as a child who became a multi-millionaire through a particular industry, a wonderful person, you know, and the Kiddush Hashem, being very, very successful in a different field, which has the capacity to be very remunerative if you're successful at it. And literally, again, you talk to this retired colleague of mine, he learns Torah and teaches Torah all day. His life hasn't changed at all. He's not, you know, people shouldn't think that he decided, like, you know, to buy a space shuttle that would crash with his money, you know, to see how quickly he could go through it. He's living the same life. He's the same person. They're saying, you know, it's sometimes important to realize, even in our hyper-rationalist community, that just because the Gemara says, Char Mitzvah B'Hayal Malekah, doesn't always come to pass, and sometimes it really does. And sometimes you see that this person who was Mekayim Esatora Me'oni all the years, he struggled terribly, is Sofa L'Kayma Me'osher, is he's now Mekayim Torah, Marbitz Torah, gives a Daf Yomi Shir in the part of the country where he lives, and learns with the different people in the community, the happiest man in the world, and Baruch Hashem, this Nisayon of dire financial challenges has been lifted, not only from him, but he always never cared about himself. He said, I just wanted to be able to give more to my children. And now the family is in such a different position. So at least as far as I'm concerned, you know, I've seen the very fulfillment of this Mishnah.